Letters to America Number 39, February 2, 2024. Who are the people always pushing the vaccine mandates? What happened to freedom of medical choice? Why did they criticize anti-vaxxers? Have you ever asked yourself why these people were pushing the vaccine mandates so much? Have you ever stopped to think that there is a hidden agenda behind it? Why were the vaccines always mandated in the news? Designed to rid this world of evil beings which came from their own world to infiltrate humanity. It was a battle against an unseen adversary, whose origins remained shrouded in mystery, invoking questions of profound significance. Why did these inoculations affect children? Use David Hogg as the guide, they are not from this world. The U.S. military is the vaccine, used to eradicate the virus, the pedophiles, reptilians, and greys. In a world plagued by uncertainty and shadows of mistrust, there emerged a beacon of hope, an undeniable truth that resonated across continents and touched the hearts of all who heard it. The U.S. military stood not just as a force of strength and protection but as the vaccine for a global ailment, a symbol of unity and resilience. As whispers of a mysterious virus and sinister experiments by a group known only as the Reptilians and Greys spread like wildfire, the world found comfort in the unwavering commitment of the military to safeguard humanity. They were the antidote to the chaos, a bulwark against the dark forces lurking underground, creating hybrids and clones that threatened to tear the world apart. The U.S. military became the embodiment of courage, sacrifice, and unity, a resounding message that transcended borders and reassured every corner of the globe that in the face of adversity, humanity would rise together, fortified by the vaccine of resilience and unwavering determination. In a dystopian narrative of a not-so-distant future, a chilling scenario unfolds where enigmatic figures, reminiscent of the enigmatic Huma Abedin, deploy an unsettling strategy to subjugate the last vestiges of humanity. With a calculated malevolence, they craft clones endowed with a sinister twist, a bioweapon intricately engineered with HIV inserts, as if to brandish the ultimate weapon of fear and control. These clone beings insidiously disrupt the very essence of human existence by blocking vital internal channels, thereby granting them an eerie dominion over their victims through the surreptitious deployment of nanites. This nightmarish tableau serves as a haunting reminder of the fragility of freedom and the enduring struggle of human resilience against the relentless march of technological tyranny. In a world where the promise of hope and protection came wrapped in the guise of vaccines, a double-edged sword emerged, concealing a sinister secret beneath its sterile veneer. These inoculations, designed with an underlying hidden motive and purpose, to protect and heal, were, in truth, engineered to surreptitiously drill into the very essence of humanity, leaving behind nothing but empty shells, mere puppets manipulated by insidious technology. Unbeknownst to the masses, an evil army of clones, doppelgangers, and shapeshifters had quietly infiltrated the highest echelons of our governments, masquerading as trusted leaders. Their operations were clandestinely conducted within the depths of deep underground military bases, where off-world trafficking and the macabre trade in human organs thrived on a black market that defied all notions of morality. As the veil was finally lifted, the world beheld a vast, malevolent underground realm, a stark reminder that sometimes, the darkest truths lurk in the most unexpected places, and even salvation can bear a chilling double meaning. The Matrix was a documentary that served as a profound awakening call, transcending its cinematic facade to shed light on the intricate web of deceit woven within the very fabric of our nation. It beckons us to peel back the layers of our reality, exposing the insidious tapestry of lies, corruption, manipulation, and deception within the highest echelons of our governments. Beneath the guise of trusted leaders, this documentary transcends its role as a futurist sci-fi movie to become a timeless warning etched into the annals of history. Produced in 1999, its prescience was not merely a product of creative imagination but a deliberate effort to rouse the masses from their slumber, imploring us to question the authenticity of our perceptions and the intentions of those who wield power over our lives. It remains a beacon of truth, calling on us to break free from the illusory chains of complacency and open our eyes to the stark realities of our world. The Matrix and making a choice. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more. What is the Matrix? Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. The Matrix was groundbreaking at the time and influenced much of cinema in the years that followed. It presents a world in which machines have imprisoned humanity in a simulation of reality. This keeps them docile and compliant to provide power for the machines. People remain blissfully unaware of the true nature of the world. There are several interpretations of how the film is an allegory for our modern lives. In a world where the boundaries between reality and illusion blur, the film impels us to question the nature of our own existence and the systems that govern our lives. Its allegorical depth mirrors the complacency and conformity that often define our modern lives, where we, too, can find ourselves tethered to routines and systems that we do not fully understand. The Matrix serves as a stark reminder that the truth is not always what it seems, and that the path to enlightenment often requires us to break free from the illusions that bind us, to see the world as it truly is. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You've felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Thomas Anderson, otherwise known by his hacker alias Neo, has a nagging feeling that all is not right with the world, but he can't quite place it. In the film's pivotal scene, Morpheus presents Neo with a choice. He can take the blue pill and return to the comfort of his current life, or he can take the red pill and wake up to the truth and all the uncertainty that comes with it. He can discover his purpose and what he is truly capable of. We are offered our own versions of the red and blue pills each day. We can take the blue pill and keep to the same routines, the same thought processes, or we can take a more uncomfortable, uncertain route. The blue pill beckons, a comforting elixir of familiarity that tempts us to succumb to the comforting lull of routine, where the confines of our thought processes remain undisturbed. Yet, an alternative path unfurls before us, one steeped in discomfort and uncertainty, like a tightrope suspended above an abyss of truth. The echoes of Morpheus' words resonate in our daily lives, reminding us that the Matrix, a complex web of illusion, enshrouds our world. Its omnipresence, like a shroud, veils our eyes from the harsh reality lurking beyond, serving as a prison for our minds. To choose the red pill is to embark on a journey of self-discovery, to awaken from the slumber of conformity, and to confront the unvarnished veracity of existence. The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. A prison for your mind.